Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Does your belief in God, in His Son, in the Word of God, and in God's provision for our eternal welfare fill you with joy? As you take care of your family responsibilities, or your duties to your community or to the church, do you have a song on your lips and gladness in your heart that you are able to serve the true and living God? The prophet Isaiah wrote, "The ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and with everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." Isaiah 35:10. Do you and I experience the joy and gladness of which Isaiah wrote? If we do not, are we really getting from our Christianity what the Lord wants us to have? Paul assured the Romans, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." Romans 14:17. If our lives are going well, perhaps we will find joy in living. If we are well physically, able to pay our living expenses and our debts, our children are doing well in school or in their chosen professions, the church we attend is growing and enjoying peace and tranquility, joy may be a natural outgrowth of these wonderful blessings. But what if your spouse is critically ill? Your business is failing. Your children are rebellious against God and man. And the church you attend is falling apart. Could you rejoice under those circumstances? What if you were in prison for crimes you had not committed and were being treated as an animal and not as a human being? How would we fare under these conditions? When the great apostle Paul wrote his epistle to the Philippians, he was in a Roman prison. The Roman prisons were not exactly grand hotels, as they are for some important prisoners in the United States. Paul almost certainly was in dire distress. He probably had no idea when he would be released from prison. How could anyone rejoice under these conditions? Frankly, I am not sure I could rejoice, although I know I could if I had sufficient faith in the Lord's providence. Paul commanded the Philippians, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." Philippians 4:4. The tense of the verb could be rendered, "Keep on rejoicing in the Lord." Does Paul mean keep on rejoicing regardless of the troubles, heartaches, and tragedies we face? He said, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Did you know that every single chapter in the Philippian letter has some form of the word rejoice or joy? I shall not read all of them to you today, but please listen to a few verses from this joyful epistle. "Having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again." Philippians 1:25-26. "Yea, and if I am offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do you joy and rejoice with me." Philippians 2:17-18. What is the basis of our rejoicing? Christians have good reasons for rejoicing. Our sins are forgiven through the blood of Jesus Christ. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine delivered you, being then made free from sin. You became the servants of righteousness. Romans 6:17-18. But how can we rejoice knowing that we are going to be persecuted? "Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." Matthew 5:12. Thank you, and may God bless you.